Soundcheck 1 2 1 2 soundcheck 1 2 3. Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Shaki.
Sounds good.
Oh, you missed that. Shaki, can you hear this?
Loud and clear.
How about that?
What was I supposed to hear? Your voice?
It was the sound.
Oh, is it a beer can?
Try it again. Pay attention. Listen to this.
Nice. Hi everyone, welcome. I'm so happy to see all of you joining our EMA this evening. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. We're so happy to have you here with us today for our second EMA session with the founding team. And really, really exciting news to be shared with the community today. We will be talking about GEMS as well as the IDO. And like so many of you have submitted really good questions about GEMS, about how, you know, GEMS will be tokenized, what will be the process like. Some of you have questions about COMOS. We will be addressing all of your questions in this EMA session. So like just give it just a couple more minutes. We will start at about 8:33 GMT plus 8. Then we will see you in a bit. Just like stay tight, like grab a drink, get comfortable. And we'll see you in 2 minutes' time. Hello, 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 welcome everyone. Thank you for taking time to come online to join us for AMA. We appreciate all of you for taking time on Sunday to actually join us for our second part of the AMA session with our founding team. My name is Shaki, and I'm so happy to be here today. Lots of exciting things that are happening. Lots of things are developing in the background to make sure that like Atlas becomes bigger and better for all our players. And we're so excited to share some of these new developments with the community tonight. So once again, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are on the face of this planet. I hope your weekend has been going well. And I think like last week we covered more about Comos, really exciting news. We launched our NFT dedicated page where you can see what you can do with the Comos. Comos have in-game like immediate utility. So once you get your hands on a Como, or you have a Como egg right now, you can hatch that at a later date. And then what you could do is that while you play the games, it's going to be much more exciting. There's also Battle Royale mode. So like all these announcements, like all these interesting developments, you can hear them in the recording that we post after every session in the announcement channel. If you guys like missed our previous EMA, please feel free to just let us know. We're happy to post you the recording of the EMA session last week. Also, this session will be recorded. So if you would like to listen to it again, or your friends who happen to miss this EMA session, we can just like send them the link to the recording, and then they will be able to catch up on all the exciting news that are happening in the Atlas metaverse. So other than Comos, we had like the Battle Royale mode, and then we had a few teasers of what's gonna happen in this EMA session, where she talked about like the gems, IDO, the engineering processes behind it. I think a lot of you submitted really good questions about how gems will be tokenized and how the process will be like. Some of you still have questions about Comos. So we'll try to address as many as we can in this session. So let me see if the team is ready. Yeah, without further ado, we have Elo with us. Hello.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the kind introduction. Let's just do a quick mic check with Mike. Mike is our engineering lead who is preparing for all our smart contract development. Mike, can you hear us? Mike, what would you like to say? Mic check. Seems like Mike is not checked. Just let us check with him a while. If not, as he's coming online, this is actually the first time that we're having two new folks on the AMA. Last week, you know, Shaki introduced myself and Henry. We talked a lot about NFTs. There were a lot of funny memes about how Henry hasn't been sleeping in the last 1 week, preparing for a lot of feature launches. This week, we have two interesting team members who will be joining us. I have with me here our economist, YY. YY, you want to say hi?
Hey, everyone.
YY is here with me. And our smart contract dev is Mike. He is still getting his mic prepared. He's getting his mic checked. So we can start off first with simple warm-up questions. And yeah, we're super happy to be here together with everyone on a Sunday evening for us in Asia, for the rest of you, depending on wherever you are. So let's start off with some of the questions. We saw a long list of questions, and you know, these questions were really well thought. And definitely you can tell everyone here is very well versed. You're asking really like technical questions straight to the point. So we really like where the direction is going. So we're going to start warming up a little bit. So Henry is here with us. Hey, Henry. Say hi to everyone.
What's up, guys? And once again, thanks for all the memes that has been keeping me awake. We've been pushing out. Like, it has been quite a super busy week in the last 7 days, pushing out features, bug fixes and all. And yeah, we're back again.
Yeah, later. I know today's AMA is all focused on IDO and gems. Later, I'll also get Henry to share a little bit of sneak peek about how they're planning in terms of the engineering roadmap. But maybe let's start off first with a simple question, right? So Henry, you want to tell us, what are GEMs?
Right, cool. So let's start off with a simple warm-up. So GEMs, so I'm pretty sure everyone here knows and heard about GEMs already, right? Everyone has been going crazy on GEMs. They want to earn them. They want to, you know, hold them, right? So yeah, basically GEMs, right, are... they're Atlas native in-game currency. So we call them as GEMs. So in short, they are for they're known as Genesis Atlas Medium. So this is still being discussed right now, but it's the name that we are quite the team is quite confident with to be named as during this to be announced IDO that will be coming along. So yeah, GEMs essentially is what we give out to players as sort of like a proof of work, right? When they engage in activities within Atlas, we give them GEMs in rewards as basically as a proof of work to say that a user has done certain amount of effort to be rewarded, right? So we essentially use GEMs as a denominator for telling that a person actually owns a certain part of the Atlas currency.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. I think most of the community all are very familiar with GEMs, especially in terms of, you know, really grinding hard at the game and really a lot of funny memes about wanting to get their hands on GEMs and how they can increase, you know, their odds of getting GEMs. So thanks a lot for that. Related to the topic of GEMs, I want to bring in a very special guest that we have tonight, YY. He's really our economist, the brains behind, you know, how we're thinking about on the smart contracts. And because we are a gaming metaverse, you know, the whole flow of GEMs, right? Ultimately, we want to make sure that what we like to call the taps and the sinks. So taps are the ones which introduces GEMs into the ecosystem. Right now, that's through leaderboard. You have your Wheel of Fortune. You have your GEM fountain. We also want to make Atlas and, of course, the GEMs token something that has sustainable growth in the long run. So being able to balance GEM sinks and the GEM taps is definitely something that is top of mind. So YY, this is a question from one of our community. They're asking, what is the total supply of GEMs? Maybe you could help us with that.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, everyone on this live stream right now, right? A lot of you have been grinding away at the games, you know, getting listed on the leaderboards and earning GEMs in various ways and also spending those GEMs, right? So like Alois mentioned, that those taps and sinks are really how we kind of think of the whole supply of GEMs. And, you know, just to tackle this question head on, right, the total supply of GEMs is kept for the whole Atlas ecosystem is at 74 billion GEMs, right? And these are going to be progressively released over the years through various means, right? And vast majority of it will actually come through your play-to-earn rewards, right? So what you guys have been doing, just grinding away, earning those GEMs over time, that is how GEMs are going to be released. And like I said, once again, capped at 74 billion. And for anyone who is interested to know a bit more about all of this tokenomics of GEMs, we actually have more details on our white paper, and definitely do check it out.
Thanks a lot for that, YY. We're super happy to have him with us here tonight. It's also his first time on a live AMA, so hope you don't hear the nerves in his voice. And definitely, we'll definitely bring him on board on the AMA a lot more. Definitely, of course, looking at these questions, a lot of you are really interested about the whole tokenomics of it, right? So there is another question here for YY. So someone's asking, aside from fountains and other existing features of Atlas, do you have more token burning plans to increase token value and attract investors to invest? So I think the crux of the question really is, you know, why do you want to be a token holder, and how do you create this mechanism to make sure that in the long run, token holders are rewarded? Take it away, YY.
Right, yeah. So over time, definitely the team is really working hard, right? Henry is working really hard to, you know, build more features, give more reasons for everyone to be making use of GEMs, right? So, and I mean, some things that the team has been working on, thinking about, that you can look forward to. You know, breeding capabilities is one of them. Allowing you to buy into certain games. Everything Como related, be it their accessories, upgrades, things like that, all of those are reasons and purposes that you can use gems for. And really the key is to ensure that there's a strong burning mechanism, right? So that gems do not become hyperinflationary, right? And I think if we want to take reference from another game, right, from Axie Infinity, which some of us might be familiar with, they have an in-game currency known as SLP, and there's a burn to mint ratio of 20%, and we really want to avoid such a situation as well.
Yeah, I think we're also looking at a lot of other P2E GameFi platforms and seeing how they manage their tokenomics, especially one where, you know, Atlas is going in this dual token model where we have our gems, which is the in-game currency, and also the ELS, which is our governance system. So this is definitely something that we're paying a lot of attention to make sure that, like what I mentioned earlier, gem sinks are well designed, and in the long run, value goes back to the users. So thanks a lot for that, YY. Jumping gears a little bit, because I think a lot of the community is curious about how we're planning for gems, right? And also the tokenization of that. So maybe Henry, I want to put you back in here, right? How's Atlas thinking about the process of syncing the current gems to become an ERC-20 gems? Because I know most people are also pretty curious, right? We really started out from being a gaming community. We didn't start off as just doing an IDO or doing an NFT sale to raise money and promise you a project 6 months down the line. We really started from building a gaming community first. So now we're at the pivotal stage where we need to be able to help all our users convert their what we call virtual gems into ERC-20 gems. So maybe, Henry, you want to talk us through that whole process?
Yeah, sure. So guys, so think about gems, right, as yet another ERC-20. Just like how USDC, USDT are basically ERC-20, right? And also like many other games out there nowadays, they have their own token. So as we IDO, we will be minting 72 billion, as mentioned by Huawei, 72 billion worth of 74 million worth of ERC-20 gems, right? So how this works is that for users who currently hold gems, which we refer as Atlas in-game gems right now, virtual gems, they will be able to go through the same process on Marketplace as how you guys are going through to check out or to cash out it in Matic, right? So how this process will be like, at least for version 1, is that we will have a bridge in which you will be able to transfer your virtual gems, or in a sense, you're buying ERC-20 gems with virtual gems. So that is exactly how we will be going forward with this.
Thanks a lot for that, Henry. You're stumbling on your words. I guess it's the effect of some unknown canned drinks that you like to drink while you do your engineering work and your code. So, I mean, if it helps you to code more stuff, more than happy to keep buying you such things and
keep
you efficient. On that note, I also want to continue on that conversation about gems, right? And I think what most people are interested, how do we plan to list gems and how do our community ultimately get their hands on gems? So the question here from one of our members is, which DEX should we use to swap in order to get gems as a token?
Right. Thanks for the question. So just to reemphasize again, right, we are actually going to be listed on QuickSwap, which is on Polygon. Right. So also the whole reason why we are on Polygon right now, and also like the whole decision of being on Polygon, is because of the fact that we want to support the play to earn community, right? We want to make sure gas fees are always low, and that you're not paying $200 or $300 worth of dollars just to transfer one gem over to another account, for example. So that's the whole reason why we had this decision to actually IDO on Polygon. So the DATs that we will be IDOing will be on QuickSwap. So for those that don't know, you guys can actually check out QuickSwap. They are actually one of the biggest dApps on Polygon.
Nice. You've heard it straight from Henry. That's QuickSwap. So if you're not familiar with that, I'm pretty sure most of you are of it. But if you're not, you know, go check them out. That's definitely the first place that you'll be able to get liquidity on Dollar Gems. So we have a lot of questions. In fact, people are still asking us about, you know, Como NFTs and Minday. So maybe we could take some of those questions as well. And I think one of these questions, I can take that. So someone's asking, right? Is Atlas going to have their own marketplace for Comos? Or will Comos be on a third-party site like OpenSea? So the straight answer is that on Minday, Comos will be able to be minted and purchased on OpenSea. That is one. We want to make it for users to be able to transact and get their hands on the NFT. So we don't want to, you know, introduce any new barriers of entry or have to build something that already serves its purpose. But because Atlas is a gaming community, and we want to be able to enable quick and easy transactions, so in the long run, Atlas do intend to have our own market to allow you to trade directly on the Atlas, especially with our first iteration of Comos. If all of you have not checked out, we dropped the NFT page last week, the one where all the jokes were about Henry not sleeping and finishing up that page. So that was out. You can see that we do plan to have add-ons, upgrades, accessories for Comos. So being able for us to maintain our own marketplace definitely gives us a lot more flexibility to continue building more features in the marketplace, building more filters, building price discovery mechanisms. And ultimately, we want to be able to allow users to transact in a low gas environment. And for us as a ecosystem, we definitely also want to have better analytics of user activity. This allows us to know better as to what the community wants, what are they buying, what are they looking at. And at the end of the day, we just want to continue fun products and good products that everybody likes. So that is about the marketplace question. Moving on, someone has asked a pretty juicy question. So which one will come first? The IDO or the Como Minday? So I think this is a superb question and something that a lot of people have to find out. So the truth is, IDO will come first. So the public sale of Dollar Gems will come first before the Como Minday. And if you're asking in terms of, you know, Como egg owners, right now we've already given out hundreds of Como eggs to all the community members who one either have been trying their hands at the gem fountain or just really playing very hard at the games and getting their hands on, or even those people who have been promoting us and taking part in a lot of our contests, right? If you're a Como egg holder, ultimately you will require gems to hatch your Comos so that you can bring them to life. But ultimately, when we do have Comos up for sale on OpenSea, this will be denominated Ethereum. So I'm also seeing that we have a similar question on this topic, right? Henry, where is that question? Ah, here. Let me just pull that up. Just want to make sure that... Just want to check that, you know, the sound quality is good. Shaki, everything is okay, right? Because I think the last AMA we heard that our line is a bit patchy. You can hear us well?
I hear you guys loud and clear. No patchiness. Everything sounds good.
Got it. Thanks for that. Yes. Another point that I maybe can just touch on a little bit here before I pass the time back to Henry and YY is that someone's asking, right? And this is a very relevant question in terms of macro trends of the whole NFT space. So someone's asking us, hey, you know, NFT trend is booming and NFT game projects are both enjoying the advantage, especially when the market is on an uptrend. But if it's on a downtrend, does the project have plans to maintain the project and keep players engaged with games in the long run? I think this is a really, really smart and well thought out question. The truth is that Atlas is a gaming platform at its core. So, irregardless of market trends, we ultimately still want to be creating a platform where users enjoy the site and want to spend time here. And I would say different from the normal IDO or NFT projects, right? There's definitely a huge proportion of what we call the speculators. But that's where, you know, we think that Atlas is a lot different. We started out building a gaming community first. In the last, you know, 2 months since we've been around, all of you have been playing Atlas, being super active on Discord. So we really started on building a gaming first before leading up to our Gem public sale and also our Como NFTs. And really the focus here is to make sure that games are fun, they are sticky and entertaining. So how we're doing that is, apart from building our own casual games, we're also preparing for a PvP game, which I think you have seen that Henry dropped the page last week, where there's this Como Battle Royale, right? You start off with 3 Comos, you can upgrade them, they have different elements, and you really can compete against other players. We are also starting on a few gaming partnerships, wanting to bring on board other game developers. We're going to be releasing an update on our white paper, which really explains what our long-term roadmap here. So we think that, you know, being able to open up the Atlas ecosystem and bring on board more game developers, they will help us to increase the game libraries, ultimately so there's more games for users to be interacting with. And all this is really just at the core purpose of wanting to create a game ecosystem that people like and building up a wide repertoire of game libraries. So to the question, you know, irregardless of market sentiments, whether it's a bull market or bear market, we want to create a community where people are here just for the games. And in fact, in a bear market, that's where people spend more time on games, right? So we definitely are angling that. And I think YY here, the pressure's on him to make sure that the economics are making sense and making sure that we have efficient gem sinks and gem taps. So that's a really long answer. Let me get a drink while I direct some of these questions to YY and him. So, this question goes to Henry. Someone is asking us, back to the question about slightly Como related and gem related, right? Will we be able to mint or trade Comos with dollar gems? If not, what currency is Atlas planning to use for mint? Is it Ethereum? Is it Matic or anything else? So, Henry.
Right. So, that's a great question, guys. Initially, as mint day approach, we will allow minting of Comos on Ethereum. So definitely you need ETH and ETH to actually mint a Como. Moving forward, definitely, you know, so Atlas has already shared with you guys some plans on the eventual build-up of a marketplace. So essentially when we have a marketplace, definitely want to allow low gas fee trading as well, so that our users, especially Atlas users who own Como and even in-game items, they are able to use marketplace to trade their products one another. Eventually, there will be more than just Como that can be traded. We'll be building even more items. For example, equipable items for your Como. Comos will eventually also be able to equip skills. So you are also able to trade skills with other players. On top of that, there will also be, you know, item drops from Atlas games, in which some of them might be super rare, and you know, some of them might even be worth a lot of gems, and might be something that, you know, rare players might want to collect from you, right? So essentially, yes, Comos will have to be minted on Mainday with Ethereum, but eventually, as more transaction happens on Atlas, we'll be building a marketplace to cater all of them.
Henry, are you going to give us a timeline about when all this? should we force you and try and get a date? That, okay, maybe yes. As the night goes, we'll get more commitment from Henry here, right? Community, help me to keep pushing Henry, keep the memes coming, and you know, let's see how much we can get out of Henry and his engineer. But back to, you know, really the whole question about economics and economics here, right? Because YY has been with us for a really long time from the first day, so we're really going to bring him back into the conversation. So on the topic back on gems, right? Someone's asking, how does Atlas monitor the supply of gems? Given, for example, where a user spins and get 3 gems, how do we keep track of all of that? And I guess not only from an individual perspective, but from a company perspective, right? How do we think about the whole monitoring and the tracking of gems? So why?
Yes, that's really a great question. So I would say that we have a very talented analytics team. So just as Henry and his team are working hard, you know, having sleepless nights, trying to come up with more features. Along the way, as we put in more things for gems, we are also definitely monitoring how much of supply are we releasing into the ecosystem, and you know how much demand do they have, right? How much are you actually spending gems on? Can we find more ways, give you reasons, right, to use those gems to invest more into, you know, giving greater value in the Atlas ecosystem? And all of that is really for us, right, at the end of the day, to get very healthy growth of the ecosystem. We really want to avoid a case where, you know, gems become hyperinflated and, you know, the value basically is lost. So we really want to preserve and to preserve the value of gems.
Thanks a lot for that, YY. And I think just a follow-up question on that, right, since we're talking about the whole economics of gems here. And a lot of our community members is asking, what measures do we have in order not to become the infinite supply and to make gems valuable as a token? I think you kind of touched on this a little bit and related to the previous questions, but maybe you want to, you know, this question debate and really just get straight.
Yeah, if we can kind of like reiterate and also take a step back a little bit, like we mentioned earlier, the finite cap on gems, right, that's going to be 74 billion over the whole like lifetime. And like I said, if we look at just the whole ecosystem, value of gems is really about supply. And so on one hand, we are tracking how quickly, or you know, what's the pace of injection of gems into Atlas. So when you earn gems from the leaderboard, when you stake your gems at the fountain and you earn like thousands of gems from a week, we are tracking that, right? And on the other hand, we are trying to give you more reasons over time to use gems, and this could be within the game, right? Like buying boosters in Sugar Attack, or you know, using it as buy-in for some special or high-stakes game, right? And beyond the games as well, right? Giving you reasons to use that. For example, staking, right, in the upcoming IDO. So to wrap things up, you know, on this whole question, or the series of questions that have been asking of gems, we want to be very careful about supply and demand of gems so that we can preserve value for everyone those gems.
Got it. Thanks a lot for that. I hope, you know, the couple of related questions on that with, you know, YY's answers, those really put that question to bed and really answer all your enthusiastic and curious minds. So I have some good news. I think our smart contract developer, Mike, he's just managed to emerge from, you know, the deep mountains of Himalaya. So Mike, can we do a mic check if your mic is working? Mike, mic check.
Hey guys, how are you? Can you hear me?
All's good. How's the Wi-Fi connection on the Himalayas, Mike?
Coming loud and clear.
Okay, that's great. I want to pull you straight into the action, right? Because I think there's a lot of like tech people who are just really interested in the whole tech implementation of how we're planning for both NFTs and also for GEMS tokenization. So I'm going to shoot a question straight to you. So the question is, smart contracts are prone to failure and many projects fall victim to this, costing users money and the project discrediting. So how reliable and secure is your smart contract? Have you audited through any of the parties? Take it away, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, that is a terrific question. And yes, security is very much our focus from the get-go. You know, we're making sure that we're writing it in a reliable, and using best industry practices, we use reliable well-known existing packages, for example, like Open Zeppelin, and having the ability from the get-go, ability to upgrade smart contracts as needed, making sure that access control is done on every method, making sure that common problems like re-entry are addressed. There are a number of attacks that have been done before, and we are taking those into account, doing a aside from a regular development cycle, we are from the get-go, doing periodic audits of the contracts as we are developing them. So yeah, it's very much a top of mind P0 item for us.
Yeah, and we got Mike locked up in a cave in the Himalayas, so he's really focusing on this, making sure no one has access to his code. Mike, another follow-up question with you, because I think this is something that the community is really interested to hear about, is, are there plans to make what we call dollar gems, tokenized gems, compatible with other blockchains instead of just only Ethereum? How are you thinking about this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So everything we're doing, of course, is in Solidity. This our gems are ERC20 tokens, and they are, by definition, anything that's EVM compatible, any blockchain that's EVM compatible, it'll be very easy for us to make our infrastructure available there. You know, our initial deployment is on Polygon. But certainly, you can switch back and forth, make this stuff available on Ethereum and other places. But initial focus, release is Polygon. But because we are EVM compatible, it makes it very easy for us to make this available anywhere. Like, for example, I do testing on Mumbai testnet for Polygon. I also use Rinkeby for Ethereum. So it's 100% compatible.
And Mike, I just want to put you in a spot here. I think we had this conversation about why we even decided to use Polygon. And this decision really came about, months ago in the early days where we were thinking about the whole infrastructure design and the choice of chain for Atlas, right? Maybe you can share with us a little bit about the process, about how we landed on Polygon.
Yeah, so that's a great question. Thing is that the overall gravity of all development being done it's really, in terms of the tech, the most mature is Ethereum, the whole Solidity development environment, and that's originally where we were going. Now, of course, with the gas prices, the issue is that you can't pay $15 a pop for a transaction. And then we started looking like, well, okay, how can we, still keep investing in this really mature development environment, using Solidity contract and so on, contracts and so on, but still make it economically affordable for folks to use the stuff that we implement. As we looked around, Polygon looked super good. It's we started playing around with it. Very reliable, stable network. It's layer two, completely 100%. Basically the actual switch from Ethereum having our bits that were running like the day before on Ethereum just worked 100% when we went to Polygon. So we're already dual chain because our NFT release will be on Ethereum, as the prices come down on Ethereum for gas, hopefully soon with version 2 of Ethereum coming out, we hope to offer more of our functionality on Ethereum as well.
And I'm really going to continue putting you on the spot here, Mike.
Okay.
I think this is something that the community is really, really interested in terms of the implementation, right? Maybe one last question, right, is that based on your experience, you know, on Mumbai and doing a couple of, like, test deployments, really want to hear, you know, how is the whole documentation like? Is it mature? How's the whole developer experience been for you so far?
Yeah, it's been terrific. So, again, the great thing about you know, about going the EVM path is that all the documentation that's available for Ethereum is 100% applicable for Polygon, and you know, I'm able to run, like, from you know, using Ganachi CLI, I'm able to run a fork of Polygon on my local dev box, and it just works. It, like, I tried it from the start. Like, initially, I was when we were considering this, I was a bit worried that, hey, it looks like the documentation seems to point you at doing, like, your development on Mumbai, and that's all fine and good, but you really want, you know, for speed, for convenience, you really want to do development locally, and then, of course, periodically test on a test network. But it's yeah, it's been working out great. Ganachi that I use is really good. Yeah.
Got it. Thanks so much for that, sure. Mike. It's really a series of back-to-back questions, but I really wanted to, you know, catch you before your Wi-Fi and the Himalayas runs out. But yeah, I think that definitely answers a lot of the questions, Mike. The future, when we have more AMAs, we definitely do want to continue compiling these questions, and we'll definitely, like, hit them to you. So,
terrific.
So back to the question that, you know, we see a lot of people asking a lot is, when, a lot of people like to say, when mean, right? When is all of this happening in terms of IDO and GEM? So thanks a lot, everybody, for joining in. Don't worry, I'm going to get to that question. I'm not ending the call anytime soon. So someone asked us, right, can you share with us about the progress for, you know, IDO and Dollar Gems? When is the release? How can one participate in it? So I'm going to dive straight into it. Earlier, Henry has already shared, you know, this will be available on QuickSwap. So we have a couple of exciting announcements to share. So first is the public sale of Dollar Gems. This is actually going to be released in mid-December, just to repeat that again. We're actually preparing for the Dollar Gems to be mid-December. If Henry doesn't sleep over the next few days, maybe it might be a bit earlier. Let's see how much the memes can get him through. But we're trying to push him and the whole engineering team, and maybe Mike also, to make sure that the next few nights they will have as minimal sleep as they can. So definitely we're preparing for the public sale in mid-December. I can share a little bit teaser about how all of this work. So come mid-December, you will be able to get your hands on Dollar Gems. And we're going through this process of having a staking event. So apart from just being able to swap for Dollar Gems, you can come back to Atlas and stake your Dollar Gems on us. YY here has already been, you know, working really hard on the bonding curves and planning, you know, what's a good APY, how do they manage that across different time and supply variables. But we're planning for a staking event on Atlas site roughly around 4 weeks, right? So really, after you'll be able to get your hands on Dollar Gems, you can stake it with us, and you'll be able to get back a liquidity pool LP token. And right after that, we're also going to be leading up to our NFT sale. So the next 8 weeks is going to be fast and furious. You're going to see a lot of things happening in the channel, on the website. Recently, we just hit a milestone of having 5K, over 5K Discord members, right? I think right now we're already at like 5.5. So this has really been, you know, really the effort of everybody in the community, helping us to grow the community and getting everybody excited about this. So I would say the next 8 weeks is really what you've all been waiting for. Planning for the public sale in mid-December. Hopefully earlier, if we keep pushing Henry and team, you'll be able to have roughly a 4-week staking event on the site. That's where we're going to be giving out our LP tokens. And the main thing about the LP tokens is that it's a function of how early you stake, how much you stake, and how long you stake. So this also means that, you know, what they like to say, the early bird catches the worm. If you are the first few that could get your hands on LP tokens, you stake for a long period of time, definitely your rewards will be the highest. So I think YY here has been cracking his head really hard on all the APY numbers. So he's definitely got really interesting stuff to share about. And right after the staking event and IDO, it'll be to the lead up of our Komo NFT sale. So some of us are also, some of the you asking, right? Can you share about your roadmap? I just shared Komo NFTs will come out in January. And definitely in the lead up Komo sale, you would see that we are also doing battle mode. There's different elements with, and you can challenge different players. Right now, YY is also helping us chart the economic and how we can be able to drop gems from being an NFT Komo holder. And I repeat that again, by being a Komo NFT holder, you get your hands on even more gems. So these are definitely all the different utilities that we're baking into, you know, being a Komo NFT owner. And like you've seen on the NFT page, being a Komo NFT holder, this will have in-game utilities. It affects how much gems you have. It affects how much energy you have. So all this is really trying to design game economics so that there's a lot of value and value creation for Komo owners. One interesting thing as well, right, and maybe I can even pull Henry here really quickly, is that, you know, once Komo owners equip their Komos to their profile, right, you know, what kind of things can they expect to see on the site? I know we talked a little bit about profile page. Henry, I want you to, you know, have the chance to share about all these plans with you.
Yeah, so for those who actually haven't checked out the work of many
more to come.
Yeah, so if you guys check out atlas.com, it's actually a really good overview of what's in it for own entity and why the whole market, like why everyone should have it, right? So to answer the question, a Komo basically helps you to earn more gems. So essentially the concept of Komo, which are dragons, they really love gems because gems are basically what they eat to harvest energy. This is just what I have in mind. Yeah. So it's really up to you how you want to interpret that. But yeah, so Komo, owning a Komo will help you have an increased energy cap. So basically you start your day with, let's say for example, 15 energy. That means that you can grind much harder, you can grind much in, you can farm more gems from more games, right? Besides that, there's also gem multiplier, which means that at the end of the day, if I had 100 gems, if I equip a super rare combo with a super high multiplier, I could end up with 110 gems instead, right? Moving on to the most interesting one, which is passive gem drop. So if I have a super rare combo which has 5 gem drop. So every day, if I log in, I am able to 5 gem for sure. So that is really why people should really look out for Komo launch and why should you actually get one.
Nice. Thanks a lot for that, Harry. I love how you emphasize many snakes there. Not my fault. You know, you agreed to the community yourself. So I saw a couple of questions. I see that we have some time. Before we end later, right, we have some really, really exciting announcements that Henry would, you know, I'll give him the chance to share it with you guys. But I just want to get to two questions that we see in the general chat. The first one, someone is asking, you know, more about our tokenomics, right? Which is basically this dual token model. I think some Arham here was asking, will there be two tokens, one for in-game purchase and one other for playing Eternals, Atlas, I mean. So yes, from the start, it was intentionally designed to be a dual token model. So I think you might be familiar, Dollar Gems is our in-game currency. Every transaction happens with Dollar Gems, be it payouts. So everything that you get from the leaderboard, from Gem Fountain to Wheel of Fortune, everything is denominated in Dollar Gems. And every transaction and purchase will also be denominated in Dollar Gems. This will be the single currency that, you know, governs the whole Atlas community. And on the second token, which is the ELS token, that will be governed. That is the one that, you know, gives token holders voting rights, a stake to the treasury, and a lot of other special access that we have planned. So to the question, yes, it will be a dual model. And what we're leading up to in the next few weeks will be the listing, the public sale of Dollar Gems. I see someone here is also asking, what is the prerequisite, right? I think the question was about, like, is there any prerequisite into, you know, being involved for the PvP game? So yes, just like most of the GameFi platforms, this is really like a Pokemon angle here. You want to be able to start off with a few Pokemons, then you can start training them, start equipping them, and go into battle. So for our upcoming PvP game, you need to get your hands on 3 Chromos, and all of this will be able to guide you your whole PvP turn-based game. There'll be leveling, there'll be different interactions between elements. So these are all really, really exciting. Our game mechanics team in the US is really, you know, preparing this really hard and trying to get this out as soon as we can. So as long as we have more immediate news, we'll definitely share it with the team. On that question also, there were some people who was asking, you know, about Como fashion and all this. One thing that the team is also planning in terms of, you know, we know that we ultimately want to make Komos accessible to everyone. And initially, our NFT Komos will be limited supply. We are actually exploring the fact about having baby Komos. So you've seen these Komos right now. They are really cute. Imagine a baby version, just 10 times more cute, right? And, you know, being able to have a baby Komo might give you just really some small awards in terms of how much energy you have and how much gem multiplier you have. But our intention is really to give everybody a chance to own one of these Komos, be able to equip an NFT. And one thing that Henry also alluded to earlier is that next time when you see your name on the leaderboard, you actually can see the Komo they have equipped. So I can click into Henry's profile, look at the Komo that he has, look at all his collection, just like a Pokédex in a Pokemon game, right? So I think that is really, really exciting. If not, I have like one last question, and this is really, you know, let Henry take the mic here, because he has some really exciting announcements that were going to be deployed in the next 1 or 2 days. So Henry, you want to tell them about this?
Right, guys. So the last thing to reveal here is an upcoming feature. I think we've talked about this for some time already. Even during the last AMA, hello. But yeah, like after countless sleepless night of features by features, we've actually QA'd enough to actually be comfortable to release tournaments. So yeah, maybe somewhere tomorrow, if all goes well, hopefully, we will be releasing tournaments mode, in which it will allow any users to be able to participate for given a participation fee. But winners will be able to compete for the prize. So the pool prize is limitless. As long as there are many competitors, the pool prize can actually grow very large. So winners, especially top 5 winners, will be able to enjoy very large upsides.
Wait, so what do you mean, Henry? So right now, if I play the leaderboard, you know, if I come in first, I can earn 40 gems. What do you mean this like upsize reward? And how much can I win from this tournament mode that you're talking about?
Right, so if you participated for just 2 gems, and let's assume that, you know, during this window tournament that is active, another 1,000 users came in to compete, and everyone just wants to compete for the top 5 prizes. Definitely the winner for the first prize, the top 5 winners, basically, will be able to split the pot of almost 2,000 worth of gems.
2,000, Henry?
Yes, 2,000, you heard me right.
So you're saying that if there's more people in the tournament, the chance of me earning a few thousand gems is just like that?
Also, yeah, of course, Elo, given that you're one of those competitive players out there.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, just want to share a little bit, right? Which means, right now, how much you're earning from the leaderboard, I know it's nice, you get all this amount of gems, but tournament mode brings everything to a whole new level. So just imagine right now we're going to be fixing it at 2 gems per entry. So every time you want to play one of these high stakes casual game, it costs you 2 gems. But let's say, you know, during this time, 500 people played it. 500 people all participated with 2 gems. So the prize pot is actually 1,000 gems. So if you're really good at 2048, really good at bounce, really good at To The Moon, just by playing that one game, and if you get the best score, you might be able to get your hands on 1,000 gems.
Exactly.
That is. I'm going to go start training right now. Let me just go and start playing it right now. But yeah, that is really the big announcement that we want to share about. I see someone like Neon Racer. We will definitely consider that. But Henry, what's the first game that people can expect for tournament mode?
Right, so in terms of games, the team here is actually making sure all of our games are secure. So a few games that we are very comfortable with launching on is, sorry, Trap, it's most likely not Neon Racer first, but definitely Pipeline. So our first few games that will be deployed with tournament, the Bounce Bounce, as well as Atlas 101.
You heard that, Bounce Bounce and Atlas 101. If you want to get ready for tournament mode and earn 1,000 gems, time to go train yourself and get ready for it. But if not, we also want to be conscious of time. Thanks everybody for joining us for tonight's AMA. We hope we managed to cover your questions about tech implementation, the security, tokenization of gems, dates. Let me just quickly recap on a couple of high-level stuff, right? First, we're preparing to do a public sale of dollar gems in mid-December. Like I mentioned, the more memes you see, the less sleep Henry gets, the faster it comes out. So we're going to do the public sale of dollar gems. We're going to have a 4-week staking window where after you get your hands on dollar gems on QuickSwap, come back to us on the Atlas website, you stake your dollar gems, and we'll issue you a LP token. With that, of course, the early users who stake a longer period of time, stake a higher amount, and stake a longer period of time, the APY for you will definitely be much, much, much higher. The other thing also is in terms of the NFT sale. Right after the public sale of dollar gems, it will lead us directly right into the NFT sales, right? For both the private and public sale of Komos. So, I mean, the next 6 weeks, I just don't know how to describe how excited we are. There's so many things to be excited about. And lastly, which Henry just announced, tournament mode is going to be coming out in the next 1 or 2 days. This is your chance to, for that one game that you play, have a chance to earn 1,000 gems or 2,000 gems, right? So I think that is something that we'll be really, really excited about. If not, that's all from us at the Atlas HQ. Elo's here. I think we will have YY here as well.
Hey.
And Henry.
You guys checking out.
Yep. If not, that's all from our side. Back to you, Shaki.
All right. Thanks for the wonderful AMA. You guys are really, really sharing like the very exciting news. For everyone else, thank you for joining us at this EMA. As always, we will be giving out 50 gems for 3 of the questions and the people that are joining here us here at for this EMA. So we will be releasing the winners tomorrow morning, and then we'll also release the recording of this EMA session. So for all of us, please stay safe and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you for joining us for this AMA and good night.
Signing out. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.